With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton told U.S. House lawmakers she had no knowledge of Jeffrey Epstein's crimes, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
During a closed-door deposition with members of the House Oversight Committee, Hillary Clinton said she had no idea about Epstein's criminal activities. In her opening statement that she shared on social media, the former First Lady said she did not recall ever encountering Epstein, although Bill Clinton had flown with Epstein for charity trips. Her deposition kicked off 2 days of testimony that will also include the former president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Members of Congress say the U.S. military used a laser to shoot down a Customs and Border Patrol drone. The Federal Aviation Administration responded by closing more airspace near El Paso, Texas. The FAA shut down the El Paso airport and the surrounding area just over 2 weeks ago after another use of an anti-drone laser. The Defense Department and Transportation Department referred questions to the FAA. Cuba says a boat from Florida opened fire on its forces, triggering a gunfight that killed 4 people.
The Cuban government says 10 people on a speedboat in waters off its northern coast were armed Cubans who'd been living in the U.S. It alleges the group have a known history of criminal and violent activity and were trying to infiltrate the island when they opened fire. Cuba's Interior Ministry says its forces responded, killing 4 of them. 6 others were wounded and detained. At a Caribbean summit, Secretary of State Marco Rubio said it was not a U.S. government operation, and both Homeland Security and the U.S. Coast Guard are investigating, trying to determine if those involved are American citizens or permanent residents. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is SRN News. A slain Mexican drug lord had a long record of religious persecution.
Nemesio Cervantes, who died in a shootout with police in Tapalpa this week, was responsible for the closure of at least 100 churches. The leader of the Jalisco New Generation Cartel extorted large sums from the churches, and if the congregations couldn't pay, they had to close down or be killed. Persecution of Christians is on the rise in Mexico, which is mostly controlled by the drug cartels. Radical Catholic groups are also a problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
Police in Sri Lanka have arrested the country's former intelligence chief. That's in connection with suicide bomb attacks on Easter Sunday 2019. It targeted several churches and killed nearly 270 people. The attacks were believed to have been inspired by ISIS. Suresh Sally was arrested by the country's criminal investigation department and is accused of lapses that helped the terrorists carry out their plans. This is SRN News. Bangladesh wants international police to detain a British lawmaker.
Tulip Siddique faces charges of corruption in the country for using her connection with her aunt, former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, to influence the process of illegally awarding land to a private company. Siddique has already been sentenced to 6 years in jail in Bangladesh in 3 other corruption cases, all involving Hasina. In January last year, Siddique resigned as a British government minister in the cabinet of Prime Minister Keir Starmer because of her ties to the former Bangladesh Prime Minister. I'm Charles Deletesma.
Police in Kenya say they arrested a man named in the alleged scheme that duped Kenyans with promises of skilled work in Russia that saw them end up on the front lines of the fighting in Ukraine. The Kenyan government last week said more than 1,000 Kenyans were recruited to fight for Russia in Ukraine. More details at srnnews.com.